Let's just bring in Pat Pagano and give us the details of a pretty interesting forecast as we are wrapping up a pretty interesting winter. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good morning. It is interesting. It may not be panning out the way we thought. We'll talk about it. First things first, today's going to be a nice day. A little breezy, but cold. Mid-40s, sunny to partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're in the mid-20s. Now, Friday, we have a warm front approaching from the south. That's during the day. So we have a chance of rain into a wet snow. And the way that'll work out, a little wet snow to start, changing over to light rain, no accumulation, we go to the 40s. Cold front goes by Friday night. Any rain showers change back to snow showers, and the temps drop into the 30s, not 20s. Then on Saturday, on the tail end of that cold front, is a storm that's going to move up through the mid-Atlantic. Right now, it looks like we are going to miss it. If there's any snow showers around Saturday morning, they will end, and the clouds will mix with sun, and we'll have highs probably 40 to 45, and partly sunny on Sunday in the 40s. So the thinking right now is that the cold air will suppress all of the snow to our south. So anybody from southern New Jersey on south will see a wintry mix. If you're north of there, you should not see much in the way of anything come Saturday.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask you. And why don't you believe that?
Because they did the same thing last weekend, and look what happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here's the euro again. You know, yesterday the euro was giving us like 1 to 2 inches of snow on Saturday. And the euro comes out today and says zero. Just zero. Wipes the slate clean. Overnight, the North America model comes out, the NAM, which has been especially good in the last four storms, including the nor'easters. And it's just giving us snow and sleet and, you know, a whole big potpourri Saturday. The new NAM comes out about an hour ago and doesn't give us it one bit of precip. Like the euro, pushes it all south. And then the new GFS comes out and does likewise. So obviously the models have seen something that they didn't see overnight and is pushing it south. So I'm just going with the trend because I just don't know which way it's going, whether we have to bring it back up or just keep it south. So for right now, your Saturday and Sunday are looking basically dry and chilly.
Dry and chilly, but that's under possible revision the next couple of days.
Of course. Like the entire winter has been.
I know.
The entire winter. You know, yeah, first it's going to hit us. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And back and forth. So I don't know. You would think with all the advanced technology that we'd be able to get these things and just, you know, say, hey, this is the way it's going. But none of these storms are able to be chiseled in stone in advance. So keep with us. That's what we're paid for. We keep watching it. And that's a scoop there. I will tell you that the Mets literally put me through so much stress yesterday, you know, because they had their first game yesterday was on the internet. You know, watch through Facebook.
Yeah, Mike Causey just talked about that. It was not available anyplace else. He was so upset about that.
Right.
I think that's wrong. I think that, you know, included on TV as well. Gosh.
Yeah, well, no, it was just on Facebook. So I get a call, and this is about 12 o'clock, and they want to know what the scoop is. Now, first of all, for some reason, I was under the impression they were playing last night and not during the afternoon. But anyhow, I said, well, it looks to me like your best chance of getting rain is between 1:30 and 2:30. Of course, their start time was 1:10.
Yeah.
So they said, well, how long do you think it'll rain for? I said, probably about at least 20 minutes. Could the rain break up? Well, yeah, but the probability is low. How heavy will the rain be? I said, briefly heavy. That everything's moving very, very quickly. I said, can't you just delay it? No, we can't. Okay. Fine. So every 10 minutes, a phone call. Every single 10 minutes. And I'm repeating the same thing. 1:30 to 2:30. 1:30 to 2:30. 1:30 to 2:30. I said, you know, by 3 o'clock, you will have no problem. It'll get windy, but it'll be dry, drying out. So I saw, nobody told me anything, but I saw that they had a rain delay till 2:45. And that's when they started, at 2:45. I mean, and all along I told them, 1:30 to 2:30, 1:30 to 2:30. So, I mean, they just could have made everybody's life easy and say, okay, fine, we'll go with that. We'll start the, you know, we'll start it late at 2:45 and be done with it. Because here I am tracking all of this, Marshall, and I have to get ready to leave to go to the wake, you know, my friend who passed away. So I was a complete nervous wreck between trying to keep them posted and knowing that I had to face this. I was a nervous wreck, but needless to say, I did make it to New Jersey in about a half hour. I got to see people, you know, her family that I haven't seen since I met her, you know, 40 years ago. So it was nice seeing the family, but of course, you know, a very, very sad thing. And yours truly got home last night at 8:45.
Wow. 8:45.
8:45. So I didn't get to sleep till 10. And, you know, kind of tired, but not terrible. It's been a rough rough weekend and a rough week. I think the rest of it should go relatively easy.
Wow. Well, yeah, one would hope so.
Yeah. You know, some of the lake people were there who knew her. So I got to see some of the lake people. But, you know, wakes are never pleasant.
No, they aren't. I'm not good at stuff like that. I have to say that.
It's just, you know, it's just never pleasant. But they told me, and I wasn't aware of this, and I'm sure you are. I said, Rich, how did it happen? It's her husband. And he said, we're watching TV. He said it was about midnight. I said, yeah. He said, and May went to get a drink of water. I said, yeah. He said, I heard her yell my name. He said, and I immediately got up and went into the kitchen. He said, and I found her on the floor, unresponsive. So he called 911, and they took her to a nearby hospital, and they were treating her for a heart attack. And an hour later, they realized that it was stroke, and they took a helicopter, and what I guess that's what, medevac, over to another hospital that has a stroke unit, and they worked on it for 2 hours there. And it just was not to anybody's liking, obviously. So I never knew that it could happen like that.
Yeah, well, I'll go back. Tom Jay, a mentor of mine, was my first part-time job at WSBS. I was working with him. His wife called me, and I worked with him again with the Berkshire School. His wife called me one night, and he was in the hospital, and that same thing happened with him. He called out her name, went down, and was in a coma stroke, and in a coma for about a week, and then passed away. So boom, just like that.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, right. And I even said that to her. I said, Rich, there were no signs. He goes, Pat. No signs at all. He said she was watching TV. She got up to get a glass of water.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things.
I said, that is so... I always thought there were warning signs.
There are, but sometimes the warning signs are so bad that mm-hmm. they end up, you know, sometimes that first stroke is so bad, it ends up taking your life.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, you know what, folks? The lesson to be learned here is like, take every day as it comes.
Right? It's right there. Every day is right there. Gotta do it.
That's it.
All right.
So on that note, I don't have to worry about Saturday then, do I?
Oh, you must.
Oh, I do. Okay.
You have to because I believe in you, and I believe it is a 50-50 shot we get snow on Saturday.
Marsha, you've been right, too. You've been right so far with this winter, so... You're thinking of 50-50. Look at these computer models. They're saying 10% chance.
I just think that with the weather extremes we have now, the computers haven't grasped on to them yet. I think they compare their statistics to winters of the past.
And climatology, right.
Yeah, and right now, things are different with the weather.
Yeah,
extremes are the norm.
Right. So tomorrow morning at this time, it could be a whole different ball game for all of us.
Well, hope not, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, Marshall.
Pat, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.